To effectively address evolving consumer needs, brands should leverage voice technology. More and more people are using voice commands to get info for their daily tasks. Whether you're driving and want to find a nearby coffee shop or need a quick recipe while cooking, voice assistants like Google Assistant are becoming super handy. This trend presents a challenge and an opportunity for marketers. How do you make sure these voice assistants mention your business or brand? Voice marketing is pretty powerful. Just think about how hearing recommendations from people you trust affects your decisions. Plus, it lets your brand offer great customer service 24/7 without needing more call center staff. Unlike humans, AI assistants can handle loads of conversations at once. By jumping on the voice bandwagon, your brand can stay competitive, cater to diverse customer needs, and be more accessible and inclusive. Craft an engaging brand persona for the voice-first era, meeting customer needs. In today's world, voice is taking the lead as customers increasingly prefer solving their problems through voice interactions. Brands that prioritize their customers are the ones who will succeed. The adoption of voice-controlled devices is skyrocketing, with between 50% and 75% of U.S. homes owning one or more smart speakers. Many people find it simpler to talk to brands rather than type their queries, making voice-first experiences more efficient and convenient. Some voice technology uses screens, while others rely solely on voice, requiring marketers to paint vivid images using words alone, tapping into the power of imagination. When deciding on your brand's voice, think about the personality it embodies. How does it sound, express emotions, or convey attitudes? Is it a woman, a man, non-binary, a robot, or even an animal? Consider the pronunciation, emphasis, and speed of speech that best suit your brand persona. Using the voice of your visual mascot might not always be the right choice. Sometimes it's better to keep mascots in a supporting role, especially if they don't come across as authoritative. For example, Lucky Charms cereal uses a leprechaun as its mascot, which might not be seen as a credible source for nutritional information. To address this, General Mills added other characters like a narrator to its voice experiences. Build trust with your brand through investing in sonic assets. When creating your brand's sound, think of it like picking colors and logos for your visual brand. Just as you want your visual brand to be consistent and recognizable, your sonic branding should aim for the same. Think of it as crafting a sonic identity, using things like catchy tunes, consistent sounds, and maybe even a familiar voice. Ever notice the little jingle at the end of a McDonald's ad? That's a sonic logo. The same goes for the BBC news theme. Research shows that audio stuff can grab attention better than visual stuff, but many brands don't use it much. To nail your sonic branding, follow Philip Kotler's tips. Be consistent and clear. Keep it going, make it visible, and keep it real. Don't just make your sonic brand something you think people will like. If your brand isn't all about being sweet and lovely, don't force it. Instead, focus on grabbing attention, showing off your brand values, being memorable, and setting yourself apart from the competition. Mix things up just right. Too much of the same old sounds might bore people, but too much new stuff might just confuse them. When you hire someone to create your sonic brand, don't just ask for a little jingle. Get them to make a longer piece, about 45 seconds long, that really sets the mood for your brand. And to keep things consistent, put together a guide explaining how to use your brand sounds. Build trust through sonic branding investments for your audio identity. According to research for the 2022 Voice Consumer Index, many folks hesitate to use voice assistants due to worries about privacy and trust. To earn trust, companies need to show they keep their promises and are honest and kind. Speaking the language of your target customers helps build trust. This means using their words and phrases, talking about your products and services the way they do, and understanding how they find stuff in your area. Also, consider their accent and how they say your brand's name. Think about what they want when they interact with your brand and meet those expectations. And think about your brand's social impact too. Are you reinforcing stereotypes? Privacy is a big worry with voice tech. People might not want smart devices listening in if they're unsure who could hear what they say. Lots of home gadgets can be listened to, and companies like Amazon and Google have a history of using user data for their own gain, so you've got to be careful with data ethics. Make sure people agree to any data collection and keep that data safe. Using new types of data, like voice patterns, to detect health issues is tricky ethically. Make sure your brand sticks to its values and follows privacy laws like GDPR in Europe and CCPA in California. Create relatable audio content like chatting with a close friend. Think of content as the glue that holds all your marketing together, making sure everything looks and feels like it belongs. Integrate your voice content with all your other stuff so it all says the same thing about your brand. When you're writing for audio only, keep it casual and friendly, like you're chatting with pals. Take tips from David Berner, a morning anchor at WBBM. Listen to how things sound to you and make sure they don't sound weird. Read out loud what you've written, catching any awkward bits, and don't always talk in full sentences, because people don't always do that. Use words that paint a picture in your listener's mind, describing stuff they can see and smell. Create a plan that ties together all your online and offline stuff and makes the most of each platform's strengths. Focus on figuring out how you'll talk to your users and set up some rules to keep things clear and consistent everywhere. Use phrases that real people say when they're asking questions out loud, not just fancy keywords. Promote voice experiences actively for better discovery and engagement. Smart marketers don't just sit around waiting for customers to stumble upon them. They take charge of spreading the word about voice technology. When you're leading the way with new tech, it's a bit of a double-edged sword. On one hand, you're standing out from the crowd, showing off how modern and innovative your brand is. But on the flip side, you've got to work extra hard to let people know about it. You've got to launch your voice experience properly, making sure it fits in with everything else you're doing. And don't try to shove it down people's throats. Offer it up as an extra, not a replacement for what they already like. When it comes to marketing your voice tech, use all the tools in the box: paid ads, stuff you own, like your website, and stuff other people say about you. If you're putting your voice skills up on the Amazon Alexa store, make sure to give them a good description so folks can find them. You can also use emails and website content to spread the news about how your brand is getting into your voice. Sprinkle those voice prompts or links all over your marketing stuff, like adding them to your email signature. That way, you'll get enough people interested to make your voice tech take off. Consistently enhance voice experience with targeted KPIs and metrics. Before diving into voice marketing, it's crucial to assess where you stand and what you aim to achieve. Do you want to keep your current customers happy or attract new ones? Think about your customer's journey and what actions you want them to take, considering any hurdles they might face along the way, including their paths to purchase. Are there points where they need more info? Set clear goals with measurable targets, like tracking info requests, conversion rates, and how often people use your voice tools. Once your voice experiences are live, don't just set and forget them. Keep an eye on how people interact with them and strive for ongoing improvements using data. For instance, monitoring session lengths can indicate how engaging your voice tools are. Remember, it's not just about direct sales. Look for indirect ways to boost your return on investment, ROI. And always keep in mind, a great voice tool won't fix a flawed product that demands excessive customer support. Keep a keen eye on key performance indicators, KPIs, to gauge your progress accurately. Voice tech advances with AI and ML. Seize opportunities while available. Voice technology offers a big opportunity for brands to make a splash, no matter what industry they're in. According to the 2022 Voice Consumer Index, people use voice platforms for tasks like checking order shipments, finding restaurant info, travel queries, health inquiries, and even playing music. There's no set guide for marketers diving into voice ads, so it's about finding unique partnerships and connecting with users in ways that match how they use voice tech. For instance, if you're promoting a movie, you might team up with trivia game developers for Alexa. Voice tech is evolving beyond simple tasks thanks to conversational AI. Now, it can handle more complex jobs like diagnosing illnesses or booking reservations. And the future looks even brighter with tech like augmented reality, AR, and virtual reality, VR. To keep up, marketers need to start crafting audio strategies now to tap into the power of voice tech. Key points. 1. Brands leverage voice tech to cater to evolving consumer needs effectively. 2. Voice assistants simplify tasks, driving the need for brand visibility. 3. Craft engaging brand personas for the voice-first era to meet customer demands. 4. Invest in sonic branding for trust building and consistent brand identity. 5. Create relatable audio content to enhance engagement and brand connection. 6. Actively promote voice experiences for better discovery and engagement. 7. Enhance voice experiences with targeted metrics, seizing AI and ML opportunities.